Hello and welcome to Behind the Journey. On this show, I talk about selling distract. Hello everybody and welcome to another episode. And this week's been really busy, as every single week is. We're currently sat on Wednesday, so for once in my life, I'm actually doing this ahead of schedule and not last minute. The reason to do it tonight and not tomorrow night is tomorrow night it's the Lincolnshire 30 under 30, which is the night that this is released, Thursday, which me and Brad are up for. So we're going with, I'm going with my dad, Brad's going with his mum and dad, and we're going to take him for some food afterwards. And just while I'm on that small topic, it's quite cute actually, because I said to my dad, like, you know, me and Brad are going to take you lot both out for some food just after the celebrations. And my dad said, oh, like, do you want me to chip in? And I was like, Dad, no, it's chill. Like, we've got you covered. And which is really, really nice. So I'm looking forward to that tomorrow. And tonight I'm taking a couple of guys out from Manchester for dinner. And then last night I went out with one of the boys, or two of the boys, that started a company very similar time to us in the video space. So I went out for dinner with those. And Monday night. But basically, and then Friday night coming up is Halloween, and I'm taking all the team out for a Halloween party. So like every single day of the last week has been absolutely back to back. So it has meant that I've had to plan this podcast in terms of time scales and getting it done to make sure I don't let you guys down and don't put out another bit of content, because that wouldn't be cool. But other than that, man, everything's been going pretty well. I won't lie to you all. I'm pretty happy how things are going. I've had a lot of my end of year accounts meetings with our finance director this week. And she's amazing, man. I absolutely love her to bit. She's really switched on and really helps me and Brad kind of navigate the complicated landscape. We're doing some difficult stuff at the moment with restructuring. We sold Distract to our parent group just to make things a little bit tidier. It's quite messy. We had lots of different companies in different locations. So we sold Distract to our parent group to make that easier. And then that allowed us to be able to invest into other brands much easier and kind of build the group in a more robust way and more structured way, which is really cool. So she's been helping us doing that. And because obviously now we've got, I don't know, six or seven companies, it's all of their end of year accounts happening around this time. So it means that we're, you know, having conversations with the managing directors of those companies and navigating the landscape for the next 12 months, as well as looking at the last 12 months. And I did the core ones, like Distract and Featured and a little bit of Fletcher Longstaff. And we're looking about a bit of property, which I'll go into in a minute. And then Brad kind of sat on the meetings with the MDs of the other companies with RFD, and kind of went through that on a much deeper level, which was amazing. So yeah, it was nice for two reasons. Nice to kind of catch up with where we are as a group, but also ultra nice to not have to be in every single meeting. And that's the benefit that it brings with having a great team that you can trust, is that I don't have to be on every single call, every single meeting about finance, because A, I trust her to sort that out from a finance perspective. B, I trust Brad from a group perspective, and see a trust managing directors to do what's in the best interest of the companies. So that's amazing. And that's why I always, always, always hype, you know, building a great team, building a great partnership, and having great advisors. You know, far too many times do we see brands and businesses struggle. And the reason they're struggling, the only reason they are struggling, is because they have terrible fucking advice. And that's just something I've seen from friends who have businesses, and people I've just kind of seen out and about when the business has failed, and it didn't have to fail, right? In fact, there's a business that we're looking at acquiring right now, which is a small chain, a small kind of hospitality chain, I guess it's hospitality chain, of four or five stores around the kind of East Midlands area, which myself and Brad are really interested in looking at acquiring, because we believe we can add some real value there. And I just don't believe that he's been getting good advice for a long time, which has stumped the growth of the group. And I believe that by us buying it, running it through our group, running it through our advisors, I think we can actually kind of add some real value to the business. So we'll be putting in we'll be approaching that that business via our solicitors as like an anonymous, we're looking at buying you, and just see what the reaction is. And hopefully they kind of nibble at that, and we can open the dialogue, open the conversation, because the business has been stagnant for about, I don't know, 10 years now. And I think there's a lot of potential for us to take that business to the next level. And it's always fun to do it. We're at the position as well now, I'll be honest with you, where, you know, all the other businesses are kind of working with their MDs. You know, obviously I've mentioned before, On the Thin is just doing crazy stuff. But I think we're probably 3 to 6 months away from hiring like an e-commerce director to run that. And that'll be completely off my desk again. We're looking at launching the next brand as well in that space. But as always, just aggressive growth, man. Just aggressive growth. I think we're going to look back in 10 years' time from this podcast and realize that actually, you know, the 2020, 2021 period of time, you know, as a group, we just absolutely dominated. You know, we ruthlessly grew, we ruthlessly acquired, and we ruthlessly put in the hours when everyone else, you know, wasn't. I'm not saying that people weren't putting the hours in, right? I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that we had an excuse to sit on our laurels and rest on our laurels and relax a little bit, and we've done absolutely the opposite. And it's kind of working, I guess. But it's only working because of the great advice we have and the great community we have in terms of people listening to this podcast and the great team we have at Distract that allow me to, you know, run at walls and try different things. It's just fantastic to see. But yeah, I had a really good pitch last Friday, which I think I told the name of the company, but I'm not sure if I can tell the name of the company, so I'm not going to say it. Which I think they approved the rough quote, but it's going to be finalized again this Friday, which will be really cool. I've also put live on and thin Tim Lovejoy adverts. And for all you ad people out there who will care about this, and we've seen our cost per acquisition half. It's not even a great advert. And what I mean by that is it's literally Tim just saying, I'm going to use Unthin for the next 12 months. You can watch me use it. And that's halved the cost per acquisition, which just goes to say, you know, from an advertiser's perspective, two things. The first one, which is user generated content, you know, content that's not been over edited and overly dubbed and is pretty natural. And influencer/celebrity content just really, really supports great acquisition cost and really just pulls down the acquisition cost. So if you are running a campaign out there and, you know, the CPAs and the cost per clicks and CPMs are a little bit high, it might be worthwhile looking at kind of mixing up your creative and bringing in maybe an influencer as your icon with some user generated content. And it might make a big difference because we were smashing it anyway. And then I think it was like, I think like 2 or 3 days ago, maybe, I think it was Monday, I put that advert live and it's been insane. It's been absolutely insane. Like it's been amazing for traffic and been amazing for conversions and cost per acquisition. So we'll probably have to get Tim to do another one soon enough just to kind of mix it up slightly for us. But in terms of the actual creative and the idea, it's working really, really well, which is great to our next part of our strategy, which is utilizing Tim on Sky TV. Which is obviously exactly where his audience is from Soccer AM. I also believe it's exactly where our audience is in terms of kind of the 25 to 40 year old, 45 year old is kind of our sweet spot. I think they're watching Sky Sports, and I think that they'd get great benefit from my product. And it's an amazing product, as I keep saying. It's absolutely amazing. And I think it's sometimes too good to be true, right? We see a lot of our comment section of our ads and also on our on the post with Tim. People just think it's snake oil. And I understand that people do think that because obviously the problem is that, you know, you guys have been sold so much shit for so long, it's just not worked. And obviously another one comes along, but this is the real fucking deal. So yeah, that's going well. But yeah, back to my main point here, which is advisors. Like, you know, I really think it's really, really crucial you get that relationship and that trust. So that's what has helped me be able to take a step back and be able to free up some time. We've signed 2 clients this week, which is nice, which will be rolling out. One wants to kick off in December. One wants to kick off like ASAP, which basically means for me like 7 to 14 days because I don't want to rush things. Rush a good job, you create a great one. Which is amazing. And I had a really good pitch this morning with a major esports team. It wasn't FaZe, I just want to put that there. It wasn't FaZe with their IPO, but it was a major esports team. Got in touch, pitched them this morning, and I'm looking to see that one comes off. It'll be an amazing, amazing project for numerous reasons. Number one, I think that, you know, I understand that space in terms of esports, and I understand that kind of how it's the growth in that sector is going to come, and these teams will be worth more than football teams. And I also think it's incredible from an opportunity for the team to get involved with A, a number of influencers which work within the team, but B, connecting those influencers with an audience that want to buy merchandise and products. And I think we can really help there. It's something we've done many times before. So I'm excited about that. I made it very clear to the prospect that I want this project. I think we put a really compelling offer on the table. So hopefully that one comes off for us. We're going into Christmas season now, and Christmas season is always a difficult one for us because it comes to staff rotas, giving people time off and holiday off, client gifting, Christmas parties, taking people's partners out, and numerous different avenues. We also are coming up to a time where we've got our biggest event of all time, which is the B2B Marketing Expo, which I'm keynoting with, which I've mentioned a few times now. So I still haven't done my deck for that, and that's on the 16th and 17th of November. So I need to kind of put my foot down and get that sorted, but I'm not too concerned for it. But yeah, man, I'm really just kind of chuffed with where we are with many different things right now. I was feeling a little bit run down for the last kind of 10 to 14 days, but not ill, just run down. And I feel like I'm kind of coming on the other side of that now, getting some sleep, but also a lot of my meetings have been a bit more relaxed, eating, drinking coffee, just chilling and getting to know people on a deeper level than hardcore work, which I think has definitely helped me out. But I do think I'm really at that point now where I do need a nice 10-day holiday, probably somewhere hot, probably somewhere in Spain, just to be able to recoup and recover, because I think I'm at that point now in my career where I'm 28 now, I feel like I'm getting old. I need to just respect myself a little bit more and give myself some time away, because these 2 days here and there, I don't think cut it anymore. I'm a big believer in, you're on holiday, 3 or 4 days is going to be just winding down, then you're kind of tired, and you don't have time to actually recover. And I think it takes about 7 to 10 days to actually recover. So I want to get a nice long break in at some point, but I'm looking at my calendar, I'm thinking, I don't think it's gonna be this side of the year, which is a shame. It's just a shame. I don't know if I mentioned this, actually. I'm gonna bring this on this pod. I don't think I mentioned this before. Maybe I did. I don't know if I mentioned it or not, but I'm gonna bring it up anyway, just in case. I think it's really important. If I look at my old ones. I'm looking at the pods I put out before. And I can see if I've potentially. Right. I have spoken about this before. So I'm not going to bring it up again. Sorry. I forget what I talk about, man. And I don't want to be the guy that just repeats stuff over and over again, because that's a boring bit of content. And it brings no value in someone's life when I explain the same bloody content time and time again. I was going to talk about my friends and calling them out for not supporting my other friends. But I've already said this on a podcast. I think it's called Friends Call Out Friends. But anyway, we're looking at going away, some of the lads for New Year's. And I'm finding it really difficult at the moment, actually shoehorning people in to make decisions. I don't know if any of you guys listening to this have the same problem with your friendship group, which is, getting everyone to do something on a certain day, being able to balance each other's calendars and make something actually work. And I feel like in my friendship group that we do most things together, there's about 7 of us in that friendship group, and some of us, like me, will happily organize things, will happily do most things. I'm happy just to kind of go and just turn up without much planned and make a day of it. And there's a couple of lads that are very, very similar, but there's a big bulk of the boys, like maybe half, maybe a little bit more than half, that it's either too expensive for them, or they can't fit it in their diary, or they don't ask their girlfriend for permission or whatever. And there's always a bullshit fucking excuse. And I think that it's really, really important that as a collective, we actually realize that, time goes so fucking fast, man. Time goes so fucking fast. You can spend time with your girlfriend. You can spend, you can put your money in your bank account, and you can, in 10 years time, you'll still have the money in your bank account, and you'll still be with your girlfriend if it's a good one. But the time you have with your boys, it won't be there, right? The time you have with your friends, it won't be there. And I'm a big, big fan of almost forcing friends to do more things together, because it's very, very easy for us all to sit at home and just do what we do on a normal day. And it seems that not many people kind of look up and go, oh shit, I should probably go sorting out the boys. So I'm kind of trying to force the issue at the moment with the lads and be like, look, lads, come on, let's get something done for New Year's. Let's get something done at some point. And there's a couple of the boys that are with me on this, but I'm getting to the point now, I believe, where actually it might be time just to be like, we're doing this on this date. If you can't make it, can't afford it, don't leave your girlfriend for 1 minute, then that's absolutely fine. But we're going to go out and create memories and have a great time together anyway. rather than trying to wait for everyone to be able to come on side or wait for everyone to say yes or no. Because that's the problem, right? Everyone goes, oh, maybe. Oh, yeah, that might be interesting. Oh, yeah, potentially. It's like, that's all just fucking no, in my opinion, at this point. So I'm going to probably start, you know, pushing the motive. It is, you know, let me know about this date. If it's not a yes, it's a no. Because I want to do something with the lads and get things sorted. And yeah, I've kind of found that one of the best ways to speak to the guys on a regular basis, obviously there's WhatsApp, obviously there's Insta, obviously there's like Messenger or whatever, but it's like just literally just going and just fucking monging out on like Xbox or PlayStation with a headset on and just chatting about your life there, because you know, we're not playing serious games, but it's just chatting about your life and kind of getting, you know, getting with your mates at all times. Because a lot of my friends live all over the country, because I didn't stay obviously in my hometown. And a lot of my mates went to university and some of them stayed there or whatever. So we're all in different kind of parts of the country. So just popping down the pub doesn't really happen. We've got to kind of actually organize things. So just like literally jumping on Xbox or whatever is a big, big win. What else is happening in my life this week? Playing football, obviously. Scored last week again. So I'm now top goal scorer, which is fucking hilarious because I'm a shit player. Yeah, I've got 2 goals in 3 games. That's good fun. So hoping to get another start on Sunday, which would be great. And hoping I can get another goal under my belt. Just finding it really, really enjoyable. Just great fun, man. One of the guys like knew me from the other team, which is amazing. I think I pitched him or something like a while back, and he kind of like called me, oh, Pete, like, didn't you play football? I was like, well, I didn't. That was nice to see, man. You kind of see like the two worlds collide and cross over, which is great fun. So tonight I'm taking out a couple of guys from Manchester. They've got a really, really cool e-commerce business, which has gone strength to strength, spending some nice chunks of cash and Facebook ads, Instagram ads, etc. Looking at going across, well, they've got a business in America as well. And just, you know, it's great to be around passionate individuals that are making something happen. And as you know me, that's exactly what I believe in, surrounding yourself by like-minded individuals. And I've probably known this guy for about a year, maybe a year and a half, 2 years now. I spoke to him a couple of times, but never actually met him. So he's come down to see a supplier, which is a friend of mine, Stuart. If you're a real OG listener of the podcast, you'll know that Stuart did a actual episode on the vlog from your print partner. So we came to see Stuart, who's his supplier, and then he's popped across to see to go for dinner with me, which would be really, really nice. So that is happening in roughly a hour's time. I'm going to jump in the showers to kind of freshen up because it's been a long old day. And then tomorrow we go again at the awards, and then Friday, Halloween. So it's going to be a tiring one, busy one, and no rest for the wicked. People are making things happen and don't really have time to chill these days. Brad's told me, so we're from the grapevine. Brad's told me if any of you are looking for things to watch on Netflix, there's something called The Billion Dollar Code or something. Apparently it's really good. It's how Google stole Google Earth from the original owners, which I need to watch and I will watch. But there's a little shout out for you if you've got nothing on tonight or tomorrow, whenever it is. I'll be watching that over the next week. I'll probably get it done in a few days because, you know what I'm like, I just absolutely hoard things when I like something, I'm just like obsessed with it and then I get it finished. But yeah, thanks so much guys for listening. I appreciate you as always. If you need anything, hit me up on the Instagram DMs. I love you and leave you. Peace, love, rock and roll. Have a great one.